Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you glorify your name in us. We ask that we may be open to where you are calling us, that we may follow your lead, that all may come to know you, love you, and serve you, that all may come to glorify your name. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Wednesday of the 17th week of Ordinary Time, and we're continuing in Jeremiah. And Jeremiah, I've spoken to you before, is one of three saints, or actually prophets from the Old Testament. We can call them saints. Moses, Elijah, Jeremiah, Moses and Elijah prayed that the Lord would take their lives. Jeremiah cursed the day he was born. So, and that's actually one of the parts of the reading today. Woe to me, my mother, that you gave me birth. Cursed the day he was born. Why? Because he was called to preach against the tide. He was called to preach to the people and say, you've got to change your way. You've got to turn. You've got to turn away from your practices. And they're basically saying, sit down and shut up. And so they weren't listening to him. And so they would persecute him. They would try to silence him. They threw him down a well to keep his mouth shut. They've done all kinds of things. And here he is speaking about what he says. When I found your words, I devoured them. Your words were my joy, the happiness of my heart. But then what happens is, because he's speaking out, because he has to speak out, he says, but my pain is continuous, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed. Why? Because he's called to speak out. Jeremiah has an interesting thing that I bring out. You've heard me talk before. I think it was last week I spoke to you about. I think it was this program. I don't think it was the other one. I told you I have Tourette syndrome. Well, if you want to know what it's like to have Tourette syndrome, and as I told you, for me, it's in dormancy. Thank you, Jesus. But for those who have Tourette syndrome, there is a passage in Jeremiah that would remind you of Tourette syndrome. By the way, another movie that would help you understand what it's like to have Tourette syndrome is Liar Liar. And I went to see the movie a long time ago, and I talked to other friends of mine with Tourette syndrome. This is when I had it, and I said, did you notice that? And said, oh, yeah, we absolutely noticed. Because in the movie, what happens is that the character that Jim Carrey plays cannot tell a lie. So he has to say these words. He has to speak the truth. And he tries not to say them, but he can't help it. And so the words just keep coming out. And anyone who has that form of Tourette syndrome, where you say words, usually they are bad words. And I'll talk to you about why that's the case. Usually they are bad words, but they try not to say them and they come out anyway. And the reason why that is the case is that you actually don't say bad words. You say the most inappropriate thing for the time. That's what it is. So it's not you're going to say something bad just because you say bad words. You're going to say what should not be said at the time. And why? Because it's a disinhibition disorder. You might be someplace where you think, go someplace and you think, oh, whatever I do, don't laugh. Well, if someone who has Tourette syndrome, that thought will come into their head and then they'll laugh because they don't have the ability to prevent that from happening. So it's called a disinhibition disorder if you have that form, which I didn't. So Liar Liar is very similar to, well, you can see that in Jeremiah. Jeremiah even tries to hold in the words that he's not going to say them because he has to preach these powerful words and they come out anyway. And so he is like the saint, the prophet who has Tourette syndrome. So we see that it is so difficult for him. He begins this by saying that, you know, cursed, woe to my mother that you gave me birth, a man of strife and contention to all the land, because he doesn't want to have to preach, but he will have to. But the Lord comes back to him and said, yes, you do have to preach this, but I am with you. Do not worry. I am with you because you have to preach this. And why does he have to preach? Because these people are walking down a path that is going to lead to the disaster, but they don't see that. They don't see what's going on. And so they try to silence Jeremiah. Now, we're living in a time right now where people are trying to silence the Christian faith. They're trying to say, we don't want to hear anything of Jesus. We don't want to hear anything of the Bible. We don't want to hear any of this. And so they're trying to silence that message as well. So we're living in a time very similar to that of Jeremiah. But what the people don't realize is that the solutions that they are choosing are not going to work because they're choosing those solutions that in which they reject God. Now, one of the fascinating things I'm looking at is, first of all, I happened to see something the other day that kind of shows this inaction, and we wouldn't necessarily agree with it. And there were a bunch of children being led by, I guess it's kind of like a class or a school outing or something, to the state house, where they were screaming, you know, what do we want? We want to save the planet now. We want, fix the planet now. I guess it was Save the Planet Now is what we want. Well, I'm thinking of that. Well, you know, then they're only children. So when they go home, are they going to say, I want cookies now? I mean, it's not a nice thing to be teaching children. There's a different way to address this. But what are they saying? They're saying at the state house, we want you to fix this problem. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Well, don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website. Remember, you can hear us on your favorite podcast platform, which some of them you'll hear on Catholic Audio Media. You'll see Amazon. You'll see iHeartRadio. There's also others. And, you know, Google. And I believe we're on Stitcher as well and others. So check them out. Just look for Catholic Audio Media. And you can also see us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Don't forget, our home podcast platform is Podbean. So don't forget that. So CatholicAudioMedia.com, check that out, and you can check out what it is that we offer over there, and well as you can sign up for the Substack newsletter. You can do all kinds of things over there. So, and send us feedback. If you want to send a donation, you can do that through there. You can do all kinds of things over there, so check that out. And anyway, what we're talking about is this powerful message, and, you know, as I was saying before the break, I was talking about these people being taught, because now we don't want to talk about God. We don't want to have anything to do with God. So we're going to teach people to stand in the state house. We teach children to stand in front of the state house and go, we want to save the planet now. We want it now, you know, which I said, well, then what happens? Do they go home and say, I want cookies now. I want cookies now. I don't think it was a good thing to teach children. But the other side of this, which also reflects on the problem, is everyone is saying, we don't want anything to do with the church anymore. I called that 20 years ago. I said, 20 years ago, you watch what's going to go down. You're going to go down a path. You're watching over the past 20 years, a slow motion coup, in a sense. And what you're going to see is they're going to push religion out of the way, and they're going to seek to create the world the way they want to, which is exactly what's going on. And I said that 20 years ago. Well, here's the thing. The Pope put out Laudato Si, which has a bad name, unfortunately, it shouldn't. Because what he's talking about the issues where people say about climate change. And people say that there is climate change, other people say there isn't. Doesn't matter. What the Pope is talking about are practices and realities that are part of what Catholic teaching is. And he points out, it goes all the way back to, well, he really goes all the way back to St. Francis. And he talks about this. And so what he's saying is that we have to develop a spirituality that is closer to the understanding of St. Francis, where St. Francis looked at the things of the earth as fellow creations of ourselves and to be treated in the same way. That's what the Pope is explaining. So it's a spirituality. So you have these children being taught, you know, we want, basically, they didn't say this, but we want you, with State House, to fix the planet now. Instead of what the Pope says, part of the problem is a spiritual problem. And you've got the spirituality is wrong because the spirituality is rooted in a consumerism, and the popes over the past several decades have been saying that all the way back. He starts with John the 23rd, but again, going back to the spirit of St. Francis. But anyway, he's saying to bring that understanding, that spirituality in. So look at the contrast between the two. If people say, we don't need God anymore, we don't need any spirituality, and now we're turning to you, the State House, and you've got to fix the problem. Whereas what the Pope says is the problem is a whole different understanding of who we truly are, which is rooted in a spirituality, which is rooted in God, who has created all things, including ourselves. And as St. Francis taught, that we are brothers and sisters to the creation. That's where that line comes. You remember the title of the movie, Brother, Son, Sister, Moon. That's the way he was. And so he looked at everything as brother and sister because they were fellow creations. Well, that's a spirituality, and that's what the Pope calls us to, instead of let's scream at the State House and tell them to fix the problem. Interesting concept, and we go back to that from building on the words of Jeremiah. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at catholicaudiomedia.com. That's catholicaudiomedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at catholicaudiomedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.